Okay, so we'll begin with the Torah in Shin Tes Vav, which even if you didn't see the sugya yet, the Beis Yosef does a good job at bringing us up to speed. So the Torah says in Shin Tes Vav, right at the beginning, you can't make even a temporary oil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. What is this temporary oil which the Gemara says that Amar in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Hakol Maidim, even though we'll see there is a Machlaikis, Mishnah already brings a Machlaikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to be Maisif on an oil, but everyone agrees to make an oil from scratch, to make an oil Mitchila is going to be Aser, even though it's only an oil Arai, going to be Aser. This oil Arai, the Torah says, Purish Rashi, Shein Isra, Siyasoel, Allah Begag, Vleibim Mechitzis. Rashi understands, as we mentioned from the Pnei Yeshua, and the Aruch HaShulchan says the same idea, that Rashi understood that the word oil is to be ma'il, to put a roof overhead, like we have in Hilchas Tumah, Hilchas Oil. And therefore, even for Hilchas Shabbos, Rashi understands the only issue of making an oil which would resemble binyan is in the roof. And that roof, certainly what Rashi says it's talking about, and Lahalacha, most of the cases will be that when it's only a roof, is for protection. So that, putting a roof overhead, if it's you have four poles or four walls, existing walls, existing poles, and you spread out a roof on top to protect from the sun, from the rain, that's considered an oil. It'll be also to do that on Shabbos, even though you're going to put it up, and then after the sun goes away, if the rain stops, you'll take it down. That's also an oil. Are is also with the Rabbanon, otu an oil kavua, and if you would put that up and plan on keeping that up, that would be also even midai raisa. That's how long is kavua. That we'll see in subsequent shiurim is very negaya to making a sukkah, putting up a gag on a sukkah, what we call schach, is negaya to Hilchas Oil, and how long that will be. But everyone agrees, both the Rabban and the Rabbi Leza both agree that it's also to make an oil arai b'tchila on Shabbos, and Rashi again holds it's only the gag v'leib mechitzis. But Rabbeinu Tam perish the mechitzis nami. Rabbeinu Tam's even a wall to put up a temporary wall is also aser. Im oisa oisa lahatir sukkah o lahatir tiltul. Then it's aser. So Rabbeinu Tam, we won't go into all the kashis and the rayas that Rashi brings for his position, Rabbeinu Tam who brings for his, but in the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll see the Beis Yosef, the Ran and the Rosh, they all hold that no, even a mechitza, even a partition, a wall, temporary wall, is also usher to put up on Shabbos, but the one condition has to be, in order to say it's usher, is that wall has to be coming to be matir something. To be matir something, he says, for example, to make a sukkah, so you're being matir to the fact that you can now use this as a sukkah, or to put up four walls, you make a rishus hayachid, you can now be metaltal inside of that, so you're matir tiltal. We'll see the basic is other cases, if you're matir to do something in that room that you weren't allowed to do beforehand. For example, to put up a mechitza, to be matir, to be mishamish mitasai. Or the will bring, the Maram was makbid, that he wouldn't do his tzrochim, he wouldn't be mashtin in front of the svarim, so you put up a mechitza, and if you put up a mechitza on Shabbos, that would be usher, because that's permitting him then, as being matir him, to do something he wasn't able to do beforehand. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So let's see the Beis Yosef here. We'll go quickly, but it's a good chazara. Whether we saw the Gemara or not, it's a good chazara. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kofem Beis Tanan. The Mishnah says, "Rebelezer Pekach Achaloin." This is a window in a house, just a hollow space in the wall, which they would stuff up with a piece of wood. Bismanshu kosher v'tolik. Piking about, Rabbi Leizer said, if it's attached and it's hanging on that on a string, then piking about, you're allowed to close it up. V'mlav ain't piking about. V'chacham meimer beikach or beikach piking about. In either case, you're allowed to take the piece of wood and put it into the wall. And the understanding in the Gemara is because you're only being maisif on an oil. You do have an oil, you have a binyan, you're only being maisif temporarily And therefore, and this was a pekak that was there beforehand, and you're allowed to put it back. The Gemara says, "Hakol meidin sheinoyz anar oil arai betchilo biyom tevein zarloim b'shabbos." You're not allowed to start an oil, even a temporary oil, if there was nothing there beforehand. The only issur is if you want to add to the oil that was already there beforehand. Okay, so for example, they talk about, let's say, making a table on Shabbos. If there was nothing there, and you wanted to make a table, and you wanted to say, take a board, and then put up either two partitions or four partitions. See, machlokes in the achrayim, if two would be usher, only four would be usher. So there's some ways to do it in a backward way. You first put the partitions, you first put the top on, and then you slip the partitions underneath. The different ways to do it. But if you have an existing oil, which means that, let's say, you have already a table, and you just want to be meisiv to that table, that's certainly going to be mutter. So, for example, if someone wanted to extend the table and add a leaf in, what is that? That's to be meisiv to an oil. It's being meisiv an oil. It means if you want to say that the table serves as an oil, for different reasons why, because you do use the underneath oil, but you have an existing table, you have an existing oil. So to add that leaf to the table, to extend it, is just being meisiv an oil. All right, since we pass like the Chachamim, that would be mutter.
Is that the same as when you have... many institutions have this. They have tables where the legs are folded into it. You want to put up the table, so you take out the legs.
A table like this, but the legs would be...
Yeah,
the legs fold in. Yeah.
So you have it against the wall. You want to put up the table.
Right. Right. No, that is different.
That's not
right. Maybe that could be oil, but that's not, and that's mutter to put, to open up just a folding table, even though nothing existed beforehand,
right,
but for a different reason.
That's not considered having the top, doing it top first.
I guess that leaves them with the right shoulder on the
table. I mean, if you would do it that way. You have two people holding it up, and then you put down the legs. Yeah. But so you don't even have to do that by those cases. Yeah. You don't have to do that. Yeah, and we'll see, the reason is because that's all on hinges already. But this case, when you add a leaf onto the table, it means you're taking a separate piece of wood, which was not connected, and you're then connecting it in, and you're putting that new piece on. Upirish Rashi. So Rashi understands this Gemara, Sheinois and Ayla Arai, Lifreis Machtzelas al Arbo Kundesin, to spread out a man on top of four poles, Liyais Tel the Oil Menacham, that it should be protection from the sun. Vedafke Gag, Rashi says clearly only a roof of a Mechitzel of Oilu, Vesher Leparshal Litznias Nevi, allowed to put up an oil for privacy purposes. Can it mean a Be'erivin? Rashi brings a riot from Gemara in Erivin, Bovda de Shmuel, which again we can't go into now. We already saw it last week. Pekaka chalein de masnisin. Rashi says, so why if I tell you that only a gag is usher, but a mechitza is mutter, so then why should there be any issue in the Mishnah to put up the piece of wood into the wall that's only a mechitza? It's not a roof, it's only a mechitza. It's the window. Says Rashi, that's because Mishum de binyan kavua, that the structure that you're putting it into is a permanent binyan. Umexi kemoisev abinyan. There, it's not just an issue of oil, but there really is a problem of binyan. And to add onto the binyan is more severe, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. Now Rashi says to put up a mechitza for tznius purposes is mutter. Rashi doesn't talk about the case, what if you have a mechitza which is coming to be matir something? What if I put up four mechitzas in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim? I find four planks of plywood, 4x8, and I put them up, stand them up together, and tie a string around them, and now I have a Rishus HaYachid. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? On the one hand, it's only mechitzas, so it should be mutter. On the other hand, it is coming to be matir. So Rashi doesn't talk about that case. V'haran herich bebir divrei Rashi. The Ran quotes this Rashi. V'sei dvar kosev mechlal dvar ameilu atalomad. From Rashi, you see the Rashi sever shafilu amechitza amateres mutal aseisa b'shabbos. According to Rashi, there's no issue with making a mechitza, a temporary mechitza from the din of oil, even if it's coming to be matir something. Which means, according to Rashi, if a person, let's say, he finds himself, he's a guest in a room in somebody's house, they give him a room to sleep in, him and his wife, and in order to be to have tashmish amit in that room, if there's svarim in the room, you have to cover it. So according to Rashi, no problem. You find there's some mechitza in the room, a portable mechitza, you just bring it over and put it up in front of the svarim, no problem. It's coming to be matir. According to Rashi, there's no Israel in mechitza. However, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, the Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be a problem. Taisus asks a Rashi, but Perak Mishay to you, both in Shabbos and in Erevin, because Shalafi Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. He has a new pshat. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is the Shabbish Agbet Fanas oil. Even by the Fanas, even by walls or partitions, it's also applicable to Israel oil. When? Hecha de Mechitza Me'elas Lahatir. If the partition is coming to be Matir something, like we just gave an example. Olahachi, therefore, this is the way Tosfos in his Kasha on Rashi brought a Gemara in Erevin that seemed to say clearly that it's also to put up a wall. It was talking about the wall of a sukkah over there. It's also to put up the third wall of a sukkah. Ulahachi b'dayfin shlishis the sukkah. When you're putting up the third wall of a sukkah on either Shabbos or Yom Tov, to have a mechitza umachshir l'sukkah. It's only a mechitz, it's not a gag, yet, since it's machshir l'sukkah, choshev asiyas oil, betchila is considered as if you made the oil from scratch. V'asr, and therefore, tzatz afilu l'rabbonon. V'dayfin revius, which the Gemara says is mutter, that's according to the Chachamim. But asr l'rebli yezala asayisa l'rabbonon shari kadisa berg mishay tzihu. And as just to explain, that Gemara, one brought conflicting brises. One brises said is that if the wall of your sukkah fell down, you could not put it up. The other brises said if the wall of your sukkah fell down, you can put it up. So the Gemara tries various terutzim, and the maskana is that one brise was talking about the third wall of the sukkah. You had three walls, and the third wall fell down. To put that up is asr, because you didn't have a kosher sukkah. But if it was the fourth wall, since you already had a kosher sukkah, there's no problem putting up that wall. B'chol zeh also kosvo rosh v'ram v'amorcha perik kol hakelim uvereish perik telim garsinon. Now it brings another Gemara. In the Gemara in Shabbos, kufla meches, omer rav mishum rabchia, v'loin mutel l'ntoisai umutel l'parkoi. To put up a curtain on Shabbos, let's say a curtain in between two rooms, or a curtain within a room for privacy purposes, is mutel to put it up and mutel to put it down, to take it down. Because of Shama Rosh, why? The Ein Oil B'Mechitza B'Loi Gag Ela Hecha Da Asuya Lahatir Tilto L'Lahachshir Sukkah K'Debrishas L'El Ad K'Lashayna. So the Rosh also is Mufurish, he learns with this Shita. The only Yisr and Oil is when it's coming to be Matir something. Nirem Midvarev Dech Rabbeinu Tam Svirolei. So you see the Rosh holds like Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechitza Materis is Asr, but another Mechitza, a regular Mechitza, just to block out someone's view into where I'm standing or what I'm doing is going to be mutter. Oh, okay. That's a good shaila. If you have a mechitza in the shul, so let's say we have these portable mechitzas over here, and let's say Shabbos morning we came in and they're all on the side, they weren't here, right? So there would be no place for the women to come to daven, or the men to come to daven if there were more women. So could you put that up on Shabbos and then you then being matir tvila, right?
Is that a perfect example though? Because these things are already standing.
I think it's a perfect example in terms of making a mechitza from scratch, because let's say I wouldn't have a sukkah and I take these three mechitzas, right, and I put them together, I have a sukkah now. Yeah. So, yeah. So as we'll see, well, what would you say? That'll be a regular sukkah. I need tzkach. And you have to put tzkach in it. And
no,
now maybe
you
it'll be a separate
issue. You walls, right, and you brought this in as a third direction.
Yeah, it's like the wall that fell down, you put them up.
Right,
that's...
I'd say it's on the
right. That's right.
My wife
knows this thing. That's goof of why we had
mechitzah. Actually, once an interesting ha'ara from Rav Pinkus, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, says we view a mechitza comes to separate. He says a mechitza actually just does just the opposite. A mechitza is made to bring closer. What's the pshat? He says what you want to do is you want to have that men and women can both daven over here. Right? Let's say in the mechitza by Yeshua. You want both them to daven. The problem is, it's also to have them davening together. So what you do is the mechitza, what that accomplishes is, you can put a mechitza, and then both can come and daven in the same place. So it's going to be matzah in terms of this halakha. But in terms of the hashkav, it's really coming to draw closer. It's not coming to separate. It's trying to come bring. He says the same thing with, let's say, a mechitza bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu leklal Yisrael. It says by Matan Torah, it says there was cheshach. Oh, it was all chayshik. What do you chayshik have? What do you mean? Why was it all dark? Who turned off the lights? He said the pshat is in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to come close to us, so he had to put up a mechitza. And if we have a mechitza, then we can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the mechitza, you can't come close to him. So mechitza comes to draw close, not to separate. Okay, that's just b'maymer ha-muzgur. But in this case, it sounds like, since it was usher to have this beforehand, and now it's going to be matir, it should be usher. So we'll get back to that shaila, because we'll have to really explain what the understanding of this shita, Tosfos, the Ra and the Rosh of a mechitza materis. Why is that usher, which Rashi held is not even usher at all, and how they understood it, what the lumdus of why mechitza materis is usher, and we'll see if the case of the shul is usher. Now, there is an interesting shaila, which can be confusing. Every time I think about it, it confuses me. But the Prima Gadim asks the shaila like this. Tosfos really only talks about when you're coming to be meisif on a mechitza. Let's say by the sukkah. You have the third wall, you have the fourth wall. So, Tosfos says, if it's the third wall, but it's coming to be matir, then it's usher. But if it's the fourth wall, he calls that's Tosefes Ba'alma, and therefore it's mutter. So what's the heter of the fourth wall? Is the heter of the fourth wall because it's only being meisif, and it's also not being matir, so you don't have that problem? But it's only mutter because it's a Tosefes. Or any mechitza which is not coming to be matir is going to be mutter. In other words, the nafkamina is like this. What happens if I want to put up a mechitza from scratch, but it's not coming to be matir? So it's not a tesefes. It's not coming to add on to an existing mechitza, but yet it's not coming to be matir. Is that going to be mutter according to this sheet, according to Tosfos? So the Prima Gadim clears this shaila. Tosfos was only talking about to be meisif. So we know to be meisif and it's coming to matir means you had two mechitzas, you have a third one, that's aser, even though it's only meisif because it's matir. And to be meisif when it's not accomplishing anything, that's mutter. But what happens if to put up a mechitza from scratch where there was no existing mechitza, but yet it's not coming to be matir? Now, we just saw
from the rush, the favors.
Oh, the which case?
The
Ketzavila. Ketzavila. Oh, so we see really from that case in the Gemara, which the Rosh learns that Gemara, that a vilain, putting up a curtain in a room or in a doorway, is mutter. Now, there you didn't have anything beforehand. Right? And even so, we see that's mutter. Yeah, so it would seem pretty clear that that is Tosfos Shita. And we'll see the Avnei Nezer understands it's really a machloikis here. Yeah. Okay. So let's understand what Tosfos Hashita is over here. To put up a third wall of a sukkah, which now you may matir this sukkah, you're making a kosher sukkah, is also according to Tosfos. Mashenkein, if you put up a curtain and just to block out someone else's view for privacy reasons, that's mutter according to Tosfos. So what's the chilik? So the chilik is that by putting up a curtain, all it's doing is blocking somebody's view, giving me more privacy. That doesn't have a shem mechitza. La halacha Tosfos says that's not that doesn't have a din of a mechitza. In other words, it doesn't have a din of an oil. Mashenkin, putting up a third wall to a sukkah, or putting up, let's say, three walls to a sukkah, or four walls to make a rishus hayachid, that does have a din mechitza. What's the difference?
Why is this all calling machayis v'lazim rabban in the first place? That gufin machlokes. By pekach halayin, it's not common lahat. Unless you know he's mad because merci like
that's
what
yeah, merci yeah.
Right.
We're really going. I call Maidin ain Eisen Oyel Arabitchila. In that din, everyone agrees. So the Av Malacha, this is only oil. The Av Malacha is really Binyan. Now, by Binyan, what does a person do by Binyan? He wants to make a house. He makes a house for. The purpose of making the house is to make a structure which now he can have to live in and for protection and a roof over his head and for warmth. That's what he makes the house in, and for storage. But the purpose is, when I'm making this structure, is to make a house, to make a binyan. What we call a binyan, what we call a bias, that's what a person makes a house. And as that this is now a rishus b'fnei atzma. Now once I have this rishus b'fnei atzma, I have walls and I have a roof, so then now I can of course do things in this rishus. I can sleep in it, I can be warm in it, I could also have privacy in it, but the point of making a binyan is that I should have a new structure to have for myself. That's the binyan. So a told of that is oil. Now, we explained last week what the difference between binyan and oil is, why is certain things in the category of binyan, certain things in the category of oil. But nonetheless, it has to have a resemblance. It has to resemble the Av Malacha. So too, Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran over here understand that Iyas and Mechitza is also considered an oil, but only when the oil resembles what I would have by binyan. And that is that the oil that I'm making, the Mechitza that I'm making, creates a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So therefore, if I'm making a mechitza which is matir something, which means now that I put up a third wall over here, that creates a sukkah. So it's not just walls over here, but I just created a sukkah. I created a structure called a sukkah. Now that I have a sukkah, I could eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, be mekayim the mitzvah of a sukkah. Or I take four walls, and they're just standing, lying here in Rishus HaRabim, and I put them up together. I now created a new Rishus, called the Rishus HaYachid, and now once I'm in Rishus HaYachid, I do whatever I'm allowed to do in Rishus HaYachid, I'm allowed to be metalt in Rishus HaYachid. But the point is that I've created a new Rishus, which I'm saying it resembles the Av Malacha in that when I create a binyan, I create a house, so I've created a new rishus. There could be no halachic ramifications. It's just a structure, and it has all the properties of binyan. That let's say it's in the ground and it's bricks together. By oil, you don't have that. But when my oil resembles what I do by binyan, in other words, that I made a new rishus bifnei atzma. So then that also, since I've created a new rishus, that also constitutes oil. When I just put up a mechitza, a V-line, I put up a curtain for tznius purposes, am I creating a new rishus? There's no new rishus over here. What I'm doing is I'm just putting up something that blocks the view. That's not mechitza. Okay? So, like this. By sukkah we understand. There was no rishus b'fnei atzma over here. I put up three walls. I created a sukkah. I now have a new bias. This is my sukkah, which is matami as the mitzvah sukkah, matami to perform the mitzvah sukkah. Let's say somebody is in a room, and there's a candle in the room. Let's say it's Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, and there's a candle in the room. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "It's also l'shamish mitazim b'fnei or haner." So one can't have tashrim eat in front of this candle. But if the person is not in the same room as the candle, then it's mutter. That means even if the light of the candle happens to be coming over the mechitza, it's mutter. So therefore, if you take, let's say, a portable mechitza, and bring the mechitza, it has the sheer mechitza, 10 tefachim high and 4 wide. If you bring it in front of the candle, it's now standing in front of the candle. That creates a new rishus between where I'm standing and where that candle is. That is a mechitza amateris. It's one mechitza. It's not three mechitzas, not four mechitzas, but that's a mechitza amateris. Why? Because what I did was I accomplished to create a new rishus. In the summer, I was in a place, one of these bungalow colonies, complexes, and they had they wanted to make a concert there, one Matzei Shabbos. The only main public gathering they have is the shul. So it's a shul in Chutz Laretz. They obviously made it with a tanai that they can do Dvarim She'enim Shal Kedusha over there. But people have this issue when they do something in the shul, they take a talis and drape it over the Aron Kodesh. Okay? So, what they did is they took one of these portable mechitzas that they had and they put it in front of the Aron. But it wasn't so high, and the top half of the Aron still could be seen. So, someone asked me, do they have to put a talis now to cover it over? So what's the halakha? So maybe there's an Indian people want to cover the talis, you shouldn't be seen. But in terms of the mechitza, once you put up a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, that makes it that you're in a different rishus. So now the aron is in a different rishus than the shul, than all the people. That's what a mechitza accomplishes. So, and when it's coming to be matir, and as if it was only coming to block someone's view of me, it's not coming to be matir, so it doesn't have the shame mechitza, because it's not creating a new rishus. Now, Shangin, when it does have ramifications to be matir something, what that is not pshat is, oh, it's being matir a mitzvah, becomes aser. No. If it's creating a new rishus, then it's aser. That's what's aser. So now we'll go back to the shayla to put up a mechitza for davening.
You say if you put it up for a different purpose, it wouldn't create a new rishus?
Right.
Even though it's 10 tachamayim.
Because if I'm not making a new rishus, and it has to, again, the oil, the isser of oil here, mechitza mitam oil, has to resemble the binyan. So my binyan, I'm creating a new structure, creating a new rishus. But over here, I'm not doing that. For example,
you know, it's this coming in Lech Vashev's type of thing. Because imagine if I put it up for tznius or privacy, whatever, right? So that's one thing. But lamaisa, is it a separate rishus? Let's say I put up a mechitza and I have a big room and I put up a mechitza half the room for privacy, or I want to block the draft. Let's say, right? So it's not mechitza mataris, right?
So now somebody's going to block the draft.
Some non-mechitza materis purpose.
Right. Okay?
So now, fine. So lamaisa leaves the room. Now there's a bed on the other side of the room, and somebody goes there. And how many this mechitza that I put up is now blocking the svar, so he's also shouting to Tosi there.
So,
by definition, it's a good mechitza, right? Mechitza matares, but I didn't put it there to shame mechitza matares. So he can't tell me it's also to do it, even though lemaisa you could say on the other side it's matares. So you have to. It comes into lots of shams.
Certainly, but I was saying in that case, if I put it up, let's say for tznius purposes,
right.
And then someone else comes and says, "Now listen, there is a mechitza, it's a different reason, so he can be mishamish mitas." It's right. True. What if I wanted to do it and I have both reasons? That's a psikrasia.
Okay.
It's psikrasia. My kavana is I want it for tznius, but I also know that it needs I need it for this reason, right. So it comes out of psikrasia for that.
Right, that's psikrasia. Nikolai.
Yeah. But you're right. That will be the difference. And is when I need really the image is like this. When I need a mechitza, and that's why I'm putting on my mechitza because I have to create a new rishus. Then it's usher. When I don't need a mechitza, for example, if you use this as a litmus test. If I let's say I want to block out this area from people's view. So if I could somehow put up a smoke screen, and as I could create smoke over here. So no mechitza, there's nothing here. But I could create smoke to block out people from viewing me. That'll be fine for me. But if I put up, let's say, three pillars of smoke, right, with hocus pocus, that's not a kosher, a sukkah. So there's when I need the mechitza, me din mechitza, so then it's going to be also, because that creates the nurushus. But if I don't need the mechitza, I just need it to block it out, then that's not also. For example, the Prima Gadim asks... Hagami creates another rishus, but if I don't need it, so there's no new rishus being created.
Right. No, there is a new rishus. You just don't.
Someone else.
Lemaisa is a separate rishus. Right? Lemaisa, it is a separate rishus, regardless of why I put it there.
You mean if you have such a mechitza? Yeah? Right. But since I don't need it for that, it's not going to be.
Right.
That's not going to be awesome. Lemaisa, the Prima Gadim has a shaila, he says, what happens if somebody's in his sukkah? And he has the candles over there, and the wind is blowing. That he's scared the candles are going to blow out. Now, if the candles blow out, he says he's not going to be able to eat in the sukkah. He's an ashma because it's usher to eat in a dark room. Maybe it means also practically, I won't be able to sit there in the dark. So he wants to know, could I put up a mechitza, right? Let's say bring in a portable mechitza in front of the candles so the wind won't blow them out. He says, it's a mechitza materis, because it's being mater me to eat in the sukkah. So he says, no, that's a tais. The mechitza is not being mater, it's to create a new rishus, it's blocking the wind. The mater of eating, that's not what it is. The same thing we're explaining in taisvist. The taisvist sheet is that the mechitza, if it's creating a new rishus, that's what becomes the iser of oil, because that resembles binyan. But it's just blocking something out, blocking view is not usher. So we go back to our mechitza case with the between the men and the women. Right? Do you need? Is there any din that the women and the men have to be in different rishuyos when they daven? Don't din like that. They don't have to be in different rishus. All you have to do is that there has to be a separation that the men don't see the women. Right? Technically speaking, you could string up just a curtain that can blow back and forth in the wind, which is not a kosher mechitza, as the Magen Avraham says. It also would be mutter to daven that way. So even though you take mechitzas, which actually could create a new rishus b'fnei atzma, but if your purpose is just to block the view, you're blocking the view, in this case, blocking the view of the men, that's considered a chitza shel tznius, not a mechitza amateris. Even though, yes, it permits someone to daven now, but that's like permitting someone to eat in the sukkah by blocking the wind from the candles. And therefore, that will be mutter.
Mechitza based on size, or is it based on function? In other words, we said a mechitza is what, 4 tefachim?
But there are requirements. Every 10 tefachim high and 4 wide.
Yeah. So when the Aron HaKodesh is towering above it, so even though it's you can see it clearly, it still is another mechitza. That's a mechitza matar.
Right. Still mechitza matar because it has a dinam mechitza which creates a new rishus.
In the case of the Ar HaNer, if it wasn't an Ar HaNer, if it was a 10-foot fluorescent bulb, and you're taking a small mechitza, a 10-foot mechitza, that would be matir the area for tashmim.
Yeah.
Even though the bulb itself is higher up.
Higher up.
So mechitza is defined as something which by its size, not by what it actually does.
because in that case, the mechitza is not really blocking all the light.
Because you think you were still there, but it's in a different reshus. You know, it's like the light spilling out when you're coming into the reshus. You can actually see the bulb.
You can actually see the bulb, yeah. Yeah. Well, what about my svarim? Yeah, you can actually see the svarim also.
Okay.
If the svarim go up higher than 10 tefachim,
then the bubble comes. You're able to see the arnakot.
Right.
So it's a matter of you got the size that creates the other reshus, no matter what.
What's doing on the other side? Right. Right.
So
from a strictly halachic standpoint, absolutely. Yeah.
So you have one woman down in the back. You take one little thing on the side. Take all the others, so you can down in the base of it. You can't see it.
Yeah, sure. If you can't see it, yeah.
No, like, it's a non-communal, it would be also shunned.
Again, over there.
Right?
What was that? What?
So you came and shunned in front of another person, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you put up a machitza, but there's a bunk bed on the other side of the room. There's somebody in the top bunk, it's the open machitza. So that wouldn't be a good machitza for that purpose. Because that's not a din mishur.
Yeah,
that's a separate mishur.
Right, that's not a din. Yeah.
Right. So that's, it depends if you're coming to, if you need a mechitza. So that's it. Once you have gidur and mechitza, it doesn't matter over under. Around.
We'll see. No, Avram speaks at this case. He says, let's say.
It's not clear why if the light is up there or the baal chai is up there, the mechitza is good for the light, but not good for the baal chai.
No, because the fun of the baal chai is because it's also mishamish where the baal chai could see. So the Baal Chai could still see.
So that's not
but by the Nair...
That's not issue of Rishus, that's the issue of Rishus.
Right. Of you. Yeah. Which is also, that's why I say, the Lamaisid is another Indian. If there's light, anyway, like Avi Tashamita, if there's light, good, it's different Rishus, but it's still light. It could be light coming in from the outside. There's a spotlight coming in through the window. So it's still an Indian, not to Mishamish Lefneh, but Lagabi Mishamish Lefneh or Haner, which has other Inyanim, once it's in a different Shus of Rishus. So, like the Magen Avraham gives this example. To put up that Mechitza on Shabbos, that will be Usur. Because why? Because that's creating a new Rishus, and it's coming to be Matir, and I need a new Rishus over here. It's like making a Rishus Ayachid, that's Usur. He says, but if I want to, let's say, cover up the Nair, which from a practical standpoint, I wouldn't understand how the Magen Avraham is going to accomplish this to cover over the Nair. But with a fluorescent light, it works very well. You could put up a blanket around the fluorescent light, so it's not midin mechitza, because there's no din mechitza. You're taking a blanket, which is flimsy, you're not making it in the proportions of a mechitza, you're just wrapping it around, so the Nair is covered. Okay, so it's not before a Nair on Nair. So you could accomplish it two ways, the Magen Avraham says. But that's the din by this mechitza materis. Yeah, so which comes out like this. So according to the way we're explaining now, what's the difference between the third wall of the sukkah or the fourth wall of the sukkah? The third wall of the sukkah is usher because it's a mechitza materis, and that's why it's usher. And the fourth wall of the sukkah is because it's not accomplishing anything. We can view that as a V-line. Since the fourth wall of the sukkah doesn't create the new rishus, because I already had a new rishus, so therefore that's no diff. That's just for privacy reasons. And why am I making a fourth wall? Because I don't want any animal intruders, or I want people to see my inside my sukkah. So I put up the fourth wall. So that the third wall has a din of a mechitza. The fourth wall doesn't have a din of a mechitza, and therefore it's mutter to make that. Okay, let's see. Let's see here. The Ritva on page 2. We have the Ritva and Erevin on Mem Dalet. This is this Gemara in Mem Dalet, Amar Aleph and Erevin, which the Gemara concluded, Allahava HaRabbanan. And there's two brises. One says you're allowed to put up the sukkah wall. The other brise says you can't put up the sukkah wall. Maskana Sagamra was, Allahava HaRabbanan. Kelam HaKelam LeKasha, HaBadev Mishlishis, HaBadev and Revias. Pirish. The Masnita Kamaisa, the first brise was Badev Mishlishis. Davali Oise Hechsha Sukkah. That's making the sukkah into a kosher sukkah, but kosher binyan ari lekatchila. That's as if you're making it from scratch. The asafilu rabbanim, masnita basraisa was b'day from revius. The other brisa was the fourth world loyasi lachshir sukkah ella litzniusa ba'alma. What am I putting up a fourth wall for? Not to make the sukkah kosher, because the sukkah is kosher without it. It's just putting it up to block others' view, and therefore that's mutter. The afilu rabbanan is mutter. So says the Ritva, v'shamina mehacha, the Masha Pirsha ben Yotam Zal Tafil ben Baisu Mechitza al Mechitza so asu is kvar. Even to add on Mechitzas, Choshev bin Yenar Lechatchila, I already had two Mechitzas. Right? So why is it not the third wall just being Moisif on existing Mechitzas and to be Moisif is Mutter? He says that even though it's being Moisif, Kim Shumasakin Hadover Ba'isa Mechitza, Lachshira Lemitzvah, Oy Lasesu Shusayachid, is going to be asur chadimin hacha b'deif and shlishes. As you see, even to be moisiv on a mechitza, but if that isaf is coming to be matir something, it's going to be asur. Hilkoch. Oysa shtei mechitzais, if I wanted to make two mechitzas on Shabbos, the lekesh shum hechshir sukkah, the loy hechshir rishus, I don't accomplish sukkah, I don't accomplish rishus hayachid, then afilu mishum taisefes lekesh, there's no isur at all. V'chol David mechitza shlishis besukkah de mitzvah. A third wall by a sukkah on sukkahs. A mechitza revias besukkah de la mitzvah. Or a fourth wall by a non-sukkah hut. B'rishus harab my bekamlis to be matir tiltul. That's how v'le binyan ar lechatchila v'asr l'kuli alm. So, in other words, the Ritva is saying, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, it's not the pshat is, like we asked according to the Prima Gaon, we asked according to Taisus, is the pshat is because you're starting off from scratch, that's what's aser, and being maisif is mutter, or the iser is the being matir, and therefore it doesn't matter whether from scratch or being maisif, it's the matir what makes it aser. So here he seems to be saying clearly, it's not the point whether you're being maisif or not, the point is whether you're being matir or not. And therefore, if you're being matir, if with this mechitza you're being matir something, even a tosefes will be aser. And if you're not coming to be matir something, then even mitchilu will be mutter. But oisem mechitza revias l'tzniusa ba'alma havele tosefes oyel ayel rabbanon shari l'rabbeleza aser. To put up the fourth wall, since it's viewed only as tzniusa purposes, therefore it's considered a tosefes oyel arei, which according to rabbanon is mutter. The Gemara later, which Tais was quoted also, the Rav Shmuel Abakaimi Ba'u Chatzir. Rav Shmuel was sitting in a Chatzir, V'nafa Guda the Beini Beini, and the wall in between the Chatzir they were sitting in and the adjoining Chatzir fell down, part of the wall. Amalu Shmuel said, Negudali Glima, spread out a curtain to put up as the where the breach in the wall was, put up a Mechitza. V'adrinu Rav la'anpe, Rav turned away his face. And as Rav says, this is not mutter. Uparchina, the Gemara asks, Shmuel, lama leil memerachi. Shmuel, why did you have to put up a wall? Why did you have to put up a new curtain over here, presumably, to now create the wall to be matir tiltul in this chatzir? Pirish, the hasvirulei, the kaisa mechitza shenavla b'Shabbos. Shmuel holds that a mechitza that was there before Shabbos that fell down, you're allowed to be metaltal ad makam amachitza kidmei kara. The Shabbos Geremes, he says, given the hutra hutra. Once you had the chutzah with the wall there, you're allowed to continue carrying on Shabbos even if it fell down. So the Gemara asks, why did you have to put up the mechitza in the first place if you were allowed to be metaltal? Now, behold, le parchina lehachi. The Gemara didn't ask why is it mutter to put out the mechitz in the first place. Pirish Rashi's out the mishun the mechitzah lay misri mishun binyan arai. So Rashi took this Gemara as a proof that you see that there's no issue to make a mechitzah. Because the Gemara didn't ask, hey Shmuel, why were you allowed to make a mechitzah on Shabbos? You see, there's no problem making a mechitzah. Mechitzah is not oil. Only Gag is oil, according to Rashi. That's what Rashi's raya was from that Gemara. The Ritva says, v'hal lesa. That's not the way you learn the Gemara. K'numuch v'sugin. Elo, the Gemara was asking like this. Taima mishum de la Shmuel, kivin de b'loy mechitzah shari l'taltol sham. Shmuel, you held it was mutter to me metalta even without the wall being standing there, because it was standing before Shabbos. So halayavid v'loy midi, you're not accomplishing anything. Olahachi la prachina le elo l'omali l'mebet hachi. Why did you have to do it? And notice, Shmuel, why did you have to put up a mechitza if you're allowed to be metaltal anyway? We're assuming you're putting up the mechitza to be able to be metaltal. Why did you have to do that? Uparkina, the Gemara answers, the Yudavilitz new Sabalma, he only did it for privacy purposes. Kloimer, Bahavale Tesevis Oilari Dushari, and that's why it was mutter. In other words, even though you could say, oh, isn't this accomplishing that you're making a mechitza between two chatzeris? It's the same thing like before. Since I don't need it to be matir, I don't need it to create a new rishus. Therefore, it's only coming for tznius purposes, and it's going to be mutter. V'rav davinu l'ape, the rav that did turn his face away, also l'taimei, he's going l'shitasoi desvila dekimin denafla mechitzes also l'taltil day. Right now, it's also l'taltil to the urine garamin, because the two, the people living in this chotzer and that chotzer now prohibit each other from carrying there. Vimkenki ovid sham mechitza. If you do put up a mechitza, havale mesakein l'taltel, vahavale bin yinar lechatchila da'asa afilu l'rabbonin. So he's explaining the machlokes Shmuel, Rav, and Shmuel. Rav that said you can't be metaltler anymore, putting up with the mechitza will be mechitza materis. Shmuel that said you're allowed to be metaltler in the Scots even though the wall fell down, putting on the mechitza does not accomplish my tiltel, so therefore it's not a mechitza materis. What does it accomplish? It accomplishes that I have more privacy now. Putting on a mechitza for privacy reasons is not going to be usher. But what does he keep calling it? He keeps calling it, oh, if you're putting up all of your sneers, that's a Tesefes oil ba'alma. Tesefes oil is but to go into Rabbanon, v'zeb bar Rabbishitas Rabbeinu Tam.
So Rashi holds that the halakh is not
like what? Again, why? Well, why?
Because Rav is saying it's a problem.
No, Rashi learns the reason why he was upset is because you weren't allowed to be metaltal that the curtain in the first place. So actually, the Gemara says right. So the Gemara Taka says. So Shmuel said, yeah, you know, don't do that. I see Rav's not happy. Take something that's already standing there, but right next to the wall, and put that up. Yeah, so he learns both Rav and Shmuel would say it's mutter. So let's just get clear, and then we'll hold it over here. Rashi holds no problem with chitz at all. Fine, we don't pass like Rashi. Pass like Tosis, the Rosh and the Ran, that a mechitza hamateres is also to put up on Shabbos. The examples we gave was a sukkah, Rishus Hayachid, to be matir tiltul, and we'll see other to be matir to do tzrochim in front of svarim. That's a mechitza materis, that's aser. And when you're putting up a mechitza for tznius purposes, then it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter. And that seems like it's going to be mutter, whether that's adding on to an existing mechitza, or putting up a mechitza from scratch, like we mentioned the case of a vilay. But what would be like this? Let's say you have part of a mechitza. It means you have a certain a part of a mechitza from before Shabbos. If part of a mechitza existing before Shabbos, and you want to add on to that mechitza to now be matir, would that be mutter according to Tosfos? So you're not putting it up as shas. Not that nothing was there. Now you're putting up mechitza to be matir, creating a rishus. But there was part of a mechitza there, and I'm only adding on to that mechitza. But that mechitza is going to be matir. And it's similar to the case when I have two walls of a sukkah, and I put up a third wall of the sukkah. So what's the halacha according to Tosfos? That's aser. That's a mechitza materis, right? So let's say I would have, in a room with svarim. Let's say I would have the start of a mechitza. So to continue along that mechitza, to then block out the svarim, to be matir l'shamish. Right? That's a Tosefes, but it's going to be matir. What would the halacha be according to Tosefes?
So really, Shaila is, how do you look at the different shlishes of a sukkah? Is that a completely new mechitza, or you already have two giving mice to father. How do you look at that?
So the Ritva, actually, the Ritva's lashon was. Yeah, but he says when you put up the third wall, he says. Even though it's only a Tesefes, but since it's come to Matya, we view it as if you're making the Mechitza from scratch. So I would have said that according to Tais, even if I have some start of a Mechitza, but if I want to continue along that Mechitza to then be Matir, to have now a full Mechitza to be Matir, let's say Fatash Shamita, I would say that should be also according to Tais. That's what I would say based on what we saw here, based on the Ritva.
But that's the
problem is that we'll see the Beis Yosef says, quotes already the Maram that says that's Mutter, and the Ramah here also, which we have to get to, the Ramah also says that case is Mutter. Mishael is, why is that case Mutter?
So the chitza that we're putting up, even though it's limited, but inside of a room, the chitza will be extended, according to the walls of the. You know, it doesn't go that far.
Even though it doesn't go, right. You had something before Shabbos, and then you just. Adding on to that, and they say that's mutter because you're just adding it on. Problem is, adding it on, we said according to Tosfos, even adding on into Maisif, if that's being matir something, it should be usher.
You got a whole lot of candles again. You start with
that. Right.
And you put one mechitza in front of 10 of the candles, but you got 20 candles on both sides. The whole room is mutter for.
Again, let's say you had all along the walls candles, right? And you had a mechitza in front of one candle.
Yeah.
So, are you allowed to now add on another 19 mechitzas in front of each of those candles? Right. I would say, according to the Tosfos, of course that's aser. To be meisef on a mechitza, which is giving matir, is aser. And we'll see the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, seem to say that case is mutter. Well, his kavana is certainly to make a mechitza mataris, to make a new rishus, yeah. Yeah, and there's still the saying that it's mutter. Because they had something to start with, yeah. Okay, so we'll hold it here. We'll keep everyone in suspense.